Joining me now on the phone is Sam Toya, president of the Illinois Restaurant Association, and always good to talk to Sam Toya, particularly with Chicago Gourmet just around the corner. Thanks, Sam.
Thanks for having me, Rick. Good morning.
Good morning. So this has got to be one of your busiest and probably favorite times of the year with Chicago Gourmet. All kinds of things going on and on a daily basis.
Yes, we got a lot going on. This is the beginning week of Chicago Gourmet. This is our 11th year doing it at Millennium Park. And as I always say, Chicago Gourmet is the premier food and wine show here in Chicago. It's better than any throughout the country. I don't care what they say in South Beach or Pebble Beach. We have the best food and wine show. And like you said, it's our 11th year. We have 7 new ancillary events. And the theme this year is Rock the Fork.
Gotta love it. Gotta love it. So are there still tickets available for these various events?
Yeah. Well, the Saturday show, it starts this week, and we have, like I said, 7 ancillary events, which still available. We have Sunday tickets. So, go online to www.chicagogourmet.org and buy your Sunday tickets. And we still have tickets to one of our ancillary events, Global Streets, and that's Saturday, September 29th from 8 to 11 at the Harris Theater rooftop. So again, Sunday, September 30th, tickets are available, and Global Streets are available on Saturday, September 29th.
What's the Global Streets?
I'm glad you asked. So that's the Saturday, September 29th from 8 to 11 at the Harris Theater rooftop in Millennium Park, and it's going to be food, music, culture from throughout the world. We have Bollywood dancers, we're going to have mariachi players, we're going to have chefs like Rohini Day and Lorena Garcia and Takashi and Diana Davila, having different kind of food. So it's like street food from, South America, Europe, Asia, with music, because that's, like I said, the theme this year is Rock the Fork.
Okay, so this shows how bad I am, because I'm looking at Global Streets, Streats.
That's
and
right.
And I'm thinking it's a typo, except it's street food from, yes, it's eat food, street food.
That's
from,
right, yes. It's street food from around the world.
Boy, exactly. you guys are always too clever for me over there.
That's, no, I don't know about that. We're just, we're just trying to make it fun.
Well, and truly, I mean, that does sound like fun, by the way. That's just sounds like a great entertaining event, the Global Streets. But, I mean, Chicago Gourmet is really, to me, kind of the greatest reflection of just how important and diverse our restaurant industry is in this city.
Absolutely, Rick. We have over 240 chefs participating. We have like from Stephanie Iser to Rick Bayless, Graham Elliott, to name a few. So we have the celebrity chefs, but we have all these chefs throughout the city from restaurants in Pilsen to Avondale to Hyde Park to Logan Square to Lakeview to Uptown to Rogers Park. So we have restaurateurs, participating in Chicago May from throughout our great city. Remember, we have 77 communities, and we try to get restaurateurs participating, like I said, from Rogers Park to Chatham and all the way back to Logan Square. So we have a lot of great chefs participating. So you can go there and get, a little taste from these restaurants and, see if you want to go back and, enjoy the restaurants.
Well, that's it. That's what I love, too, is you get to sample all of these different kinds of foods, and then you find a place, and it's like, okay, I'm going to go back there. I'm absolutely going back to this place. I mean,
absolutely.
But, of course, that's true with just about every taste I have out there. So I still haven't been able to hit all of them. But we're speaking with Sam Toya, president of the Illinois Restaurant Association. We're going to talk more about the restaurant industry in Chicago, the state, and as well as concerns about some legislation. We're going to talk to Sam more about that. But first, time for a quick break. You're listening to the Sunday Spin on WGN. Welcome back to your Sunday Spin. I'm Rick Pearson from the Chicago Tribune here in the Allstate Skyline studio. Joining me on the phone is Sam Toya, president of the Illinois Restaurant Association. We're talking about Chicago Gourmet, the fantastic food festival that kicks off this coming week. And we talk about, Sam, about all of the great diversity of the restaurants that exist in this city, but also I mean, I think people tend to forget what the how important it is to the economy of the city as well as the state. Sam?
Yeah, there, can you hear me?
Yeah, there we go. Sorry about that.
I was just saying we are the largest private sector employer here in the state of Illinois with over 577,000 jobs in the food service restaurant industry. And there's 26,000 restaurants throughout the state of Illinois. And last year we did $25.2 billion in sales. Think how much sales tax that produces.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, this is obviously, you know, with the restaurants that we have in the city, too, just how important that is as an economic driver, but also as an employment driver.
Yes. You know, the restaurant industry is still one of the last industries that you can still enter without a college degree and get the middle class. Think of all, you know, think of all the people that when the restaurant started as a busboy and ended up owning their own restaurants, or started as a bellhop and ended up being general managers of hotels. So the hospitality industry is, like I said, a great entry level job that you can get to the middle class by, you know, working your way up.
How are we doing as far as the overall hospitality industry? I mean,
You know, I got to give a lot of credit to Mayor Emanuel. When he took office in 2011, we had 39 million visitors here to the city of Chicago. Last year, we hit 56 million visitors, and that's all because of conventions, tourism, and culinary tourism. Millennials grew up with the, you know, the Food Network, the Travel Channel, and it's all about an experience. So look at Chicago Gourmet. That's an experience. Look, we brought the James Beard Awards here, which is known as the Oscars of the food world. I mean, that was just a crowning achievement of Mayor Emanuel. So he knows how important it was to put guests in bed and diners in seats because it drives the economy. And, you know, they always say, you know, central business district is like 560,000 people that work in the central business district, but they live throughout the 77 communities here in the city of Chicago. So, and we have restaurants in every one of these 77 communities, but a lot of them do work downtown in, you know, the Central Loop or River North. You know, this is all true, but they live in Portage Park, or they live in Austin, or they live in Pullman. But, you know, but they come down to work in, like I said, in the Central Business District, but there's restaurants in every community. So the restaurant industry is very important to the economy of the city of Chicago.
So when it comes for things like tourism, I mean, what do you do as head of the Restaurant Association to help in that tourism effort?
All right. So obviously Chicago Gourmet is very, very important. When you can bring guests, you know, guests into town, they go to eat at restaurants. So between Chicago Gourmet, James Beard Awards, as I mentioned, the Oscars of the food world, we have that in May every year. We have the National Restaurant Association show that's been here for over 70-something years, and that brings in over 70,000 people to the National Restaurant Association show every year in May. We have Taste of Chicago. So by doing all these culinary events, that brings people into the city of Chicago to visit all our great restaurants. So that's what we're always working on at the Restaurant Association, how to get more people to come to our great city.
I know that you've talked about this before, you have some concerns about the what's known as the Fair Work Week Ordinance, and maybe you could kind of give listeners an idea what's being talked about and your opposition to it.
Absolutely. So, you know, these mandates, you know, are really hard on businesses. You know, we always say at the Restaurant Association, we want to be at the table. We do not want to be on the menu. You know what I mean? We always said there should be a reasonable increase to the minimum wage. We had that. Then we had, you know, the paid sick leave. And now they're talking about the Fair Work Week. But this one especially, is a misguided proposal that will destroy workplace flexibility and hurt a broad spectrum of industries that drive Chicago economy. You know, because you have to, so you need to schedule, let me explain this a little bit so your listeners understand. On the Fair Work Week, you're going to need to schedule employees 2 weeks out and pay a penalty if you change their schedule in any way. So if you and I are working at a restaurant, Rick, and I call you and say, "Hey, Rick, will you pick up my schedule? Will you pick up my shift tonight? And I'll, you know, pick yours up on Wednesday." We can't do that anymore. The restaurant would be fined. They would be fined because You know, you're supposed to have a 2 week out schedule. So you and I, as teammates, can't even exchange, you know, schedule. People get in the restaurant industry for the flexibility. And there was a Gallup poll that was taken. Listen to this, Rick. There was a Gallup poll that was taken that 67% of Americans working variable hours say their flexible schedules do not cause hardship. That's why they get into industry, because they might be going to school. They might, you know, be acting in some of our great theaters throughout the city of Chicago. They like the flexibility. But with this Fair Work Week, you got to post the schedule 2 weeks out.
Where does that issue stand in the city council?
Well, right now it's out there. It was, you know, it's been proposed for over a year. We're trying to educate elected officials that this won't just hurt the restaurant industry. Think about this. This will hurt film and TV productions. How can you schedule 2 weeks out? This will hurt theaters, construction, manufacturing. How about this? Hospitals. How is a hospital supposed to schedule 2 weeks out? I mean, how are you supposed to do that? How about street fest? When you do all these great street fests from, you know, from Andersonville to Avondale to Hyde Park to South Shore, all these great street fests we have all throughout the year. What if it rains? How do you schedule 2 weeks out at a street fest when we don't even know the weather in Chicago from hour to hour? Think about a restaurant that has an outdoor cafe. You know, and if it rains, how are you supposed to schedule 2 weeks out? And how about this, Rick? We love our sports teams. How do we know? The Cubs right now, you know, we got a 2.5 game lead, which is great. So we think we're going to the playoffs. But what if we, God forbid, you know what I mean, we don't go to the playoffs? And then how does a restaurant bar schedule 2 weeks out when they don't know if the Cubs are going to be in the playoffs or not in 2 weeks?
Those are all very good questions, but I can assure you the Cubs will be in the playoffs.
Thank you,
Rick. Okay, yeah. I will.
Thank God for Javier Baez.
Yes,
talk about a true Chicagoan that's going to carry us right into the playoffs.
Let's hope he makes MVP as well. Sam, one more time for more information on Chicago Gourmet. Where should people look?
Yes. So please, we got Sunday tickets, and you can go to September 30th, next Sunday, www.chicagogourmet.org.
All right. Well, Sam Toya, president of the Illinois Restaurant Association. Sam, always a pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you so much.
Likewise, Rick. Have a great day, and we'll see you next week.